Nolte, CNN reporter dumps on late columnist Betsy Rothstein, because white people. By John Nolte on July 1, 2020. Within hours of the announcement of the passing of Daily Caller columnist Betsy Rothstein, a CNN reporter dumped on her because almost everybody mourning her is a white person. Rothstein was a widely loved and respected gossip columnist, something of an institution in D.C., where she worked for years, poking fun mostly at the political media. Rothstein was funny, smart, good-natured, and, as I'll explain in a bit, an uncommonly decent human being. Rothstein died prematurely of cancer Sunday. And because of the person she was, tributes poured out from all over. From the right, Tucker Carlson, her former boss, and the extreme left, New York Magazine's Olivia Nuzzi. But because Knlal simply must politicize and dump all over everything and everyone, Knlal's Nathan McDermott, who works at the far-left outlet's K-File, a bullying operation that threatens to destroy the lives of private citizens critical of CNN, felt the need to attack Rothstein because white people. I didn't know Betsy Rothstein and only read her occasionally. And I am sad that she passed away, but there's clearly a divide in values political journalists hold when almost everybody mourning her online is a white reporter who covers D.C., McDermott tweeted. And I do appreciate the irony that occurs when provocateurs who disdain sanctimony die and people get outraged when you don't say they were perfect, he smugly added in a second tweet. Yeah, I'm sure if McDermott is hit by a bus tomorrow there will be a rainbow coalition of grief. It's not like he's the metrosexual poster boy for entitled white privilege, or anything. Oh, and I should add that a good faith search of K-File staffers reveals. Well, see if you can tell what they all have in common. How sick does one's mind have to be to make that kind of comment just hours after someone's premature death and based on no reporting whatsoever, just what you see on the Twitters? The malevolence in that boy's self-involved narcissism tells you a lot about the lack of humanity and character Knlal obviously looks for in its reporters. And the pride McDermott obviously takes in publicly smearing a dead woman and trolling those close to her also tells you everything you need to know about Knlal's lack of decency and disregard for facts and context. Betsy Rothstein and I were never close. In fact, I didn't even know she was ill. But what relationship we had started out adversarial. I'm pretty sure I started it, I usually do. Until, one day, just after the passing of Andrew Breitbart. And from completely out of the blue, she reached out to comfort me in the most gracious and generous way imaginable. It was a private conversation, and I respect private conversations even after death. But I can tell you that what she did not only brought me comfort, it was one of the kindest and most decent acts. She didn't have to do it. She didn't have to say a word. And she had no agenda whatsoever, other than to reach out to another person she knew she could make feel better. I'll never forget it. We remained friendly ever after, although it had been a few years since we touched base. Betsy Rothstein was an uncommonly decent person. Nathan McDermott is shallow, smug, mean-spirited jerk, which is a job requirement at Knlal. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.